Oh, it's fantastic news. Great Friday program coming up for you. You do not want to miss today's program, not a second of it. Let's start with our sponsor, Rough Greens. You, if you're a regular listener of the program, you've heard me talk about Rough Greens. It really, truly changed my dog's life. Uno was, he was never a good eater, never. And we used to have to stand there, and at times we would have to hand feed him. I don't know if anybody else has to go through this. I know I get a lot of mail from people who are like, my dog is finally eating, so I can't be alone. But it is, it's remarkable. Not only will he eat his food now because we put Rough Greens on top of it, I think there has been a really dramatic change in his life and his lifestyle. He's much more active. I think he's gotten a new lease on life. I think he, I just think he probably gained a couple of years. Now, I don't have any proof of that, obviously, but I really believe, and so does Tanya, that this has changed him physically a great deal. Get your first trial bag for free. Just pay for shipping at roughgreens.com/Beck. Roughgreens.com/Beck or call 833-GLEN-33. 833-GLEN-33. Roughgreens.com/Beck. The national radio program begins in just a minute.
To hear is the fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Hello, America. Welcome to the Glenn Beck Program. This is a dynamic program today. You don't want to miss a second of it. We're going to talk to Whitney Webb about the latest in AI and the World Economic Forum. It is truly terrifying stuff. That's coming up at hour number three. We also have Arthur Brooks on to talk about what can we do to help our kids if they're suicidal, depressed, etc., etc. What's really happening in America? And this hour, we have Bill O'Reilly giving us the biggest stories of the day. And I also want to talk about that Chinese spy balloon that is over the United States. I want to live in the mindset of if they're using balloons, you know, I don't think we have a lot to worry about, but unfortunately that's not the case. What is it that they're really doing up there? We'll get into that beginning in 60 seconds. So nothing lasts forever. And you know, when you're trying to preserve things, that's a real problem, especially old things. And old things now mean, you know, something from 2010. That's a 12-year-old car now. And if your car is out of insurance or warranty, I should say, you're going to be screwed. I'm sitting here in my car barn, and behind me you can see a 1934 race car. Jay Leno has one very similar, restored by the same people. His has a Spitfire engine in it. It doesn't have warranty. I can't imagine. I need a part for a Spitfire because just this is the way it was built for Le Mans. And if something goes wrong, I know I'm going to hemorrhage money. Okay, that's that car. However, my cars are my trucks that I use on my ranch for everyday hauling around. They're 10 years old. I don't want to spend a lot of money on them. I just want them to work, and I'll work until the doors fall off, the hood is removed, all the glass is broken. I still want to drive that damn thing because I want to use every dime, get every dime's worth out of it. But now it's the cost to repair a car is so expensive. You've got to have some sort of insurance, if you will, medical insurance for your car. This is where Car Shield comes in, and you can save 20% on your plan. You will always be prepared for the unexpected. You're not going to blow through your budget. Call them now, 800-227-6100. Your car is going to break down. Don't get caught without a warranty. Make sure you have some coverage, 800-227-6100 or carshield.com/Beck. Well, let me say hello to our executive producer. Stu Brigier. Hello, Stu. How are you?
Glenn, how are you? Happy Friday.
Oh, my goodness. Happy Friday to you. Now, let me ask you something. If I'm not mistaken, yesterday was Groundhog's Day, right?
Yes, yesterday was Groundhog Day.
And Groundhog comes out, sees its shadow, and what happens if they see their shadow? Do you know what happened yesterday with Punxsutawney Phil? No, you didn't
know.
Okay, neither do I. I don't really care. But I do want to ask, because I know it's like six more weeks of winter if it sees its shadow or doesn't see its shadow. I don't remember. But what does it mean if they're waiting for the groundhog to come out and then they go in because the groundhog's not coming out and they find Fred the groundhog dead? This is what happened in Montreal, or I'm sorry, Quebec, yesterday. If Fred had seen his shadow, you know, that means six more weeks of winter. If he didn't, you know, the opposite. But if he's dead, that doesn't seem like a good sign. Maybe it's just me.
Endless winter for all of us.
Maybe nuclear winter. I'm not sure, but yes. By the way, an update. Yesterday, we had the 1792exchange.com president on, Paul Fitzpatrick. And it is a website that can help you figure out which banks, which companies are full in ESG and which are not. We had them on the air. At first, their websites were crashed because of the volume. Usually that happens on this program. Then they were attacked by a denial of service campaign right after being on the show, which is odd. So they have it back up now, but it's amazing what people are willing to do just to keep information about you keeping your money and keeping your family safe. It's amazing how well coordinated this effort is. Let me talk to you about the spy balloon. Stu, what do you know about the spy balloon?
Well, apparently a spy balloon flying from a product of China, flying over the western United States.
Yeah, it's over Wyoming.
Over Alaska.
Yeah.
Wyoming now.
It's now
Montana,
Wyoming. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
I did have the question of when we have satellites and TikTok, why would you need a balloon? I don't know.
It
exactly.
does seem to be a little old timey, you know. At first when I heard that, I thought they're down to hot air balloons. That's good. You know, that's good. But it's not good. And here's why. And I'm not hearing anybody talk about this. First of all, the balloon's current path, it carries this balloon over a number of sensitive military sites. Okay. And they also say, the United States says, they don't want to shoot it out of the sky because of falling debris. Really? We don't have anything that would just obliterate that thing in the sky. Really? So anyway, it was over Canada and then it flies into the United States and it's flying over sensitive military nuclear sites. And the Chinese foreign ministry said, you know, relax, America. Now, I don't know about you, but China should be happy that we don't have a female for president, because females don't really like it when males say, okay, sweetheart, relax. And I think that's kind of what China just said to us in a very condescending tone, oh, please relax. It's just a spy balloon. What are we going to get? Well, here's the one thing that I wanted to check when I saw this. The balloon, they think, is at an altitude between 80 and 120,000 feet. Now, I am not saying this is what it is, but I am saying if we don't shoot it down and make sure that our own airspace remains sacred, we're out of our minds. Can you imagine Russia if we had a spy balloon and we told Russia or China, ah, relax. The balloon is at an altitude, they believe, between 80 and 120,000 feet. The minimum altitude for an airborne EMP is 94 or 95,000 feet. So that's right in that range. I just want to throw that out there. I don't think it's an EMP. In fact, I'm pretty sure it's not an EMP. However, if they can fly things over our country and we do nothing about it, and they're flying them over our nuclear sites, I think that's a problem. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm not really relaxed about it. How about you?
Sounds like a big problem. And, you know, certainly I think they will learn that they can do this if they want to do it.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
Like, that's what they're gathering from this.
That's the intelligence that they're gathering. I really believe they are gathering the intelligence of, will America even respond? I don't think they will. No, of course they will. No, I don't think they will. Let's fly it over. Fly it into U.S. airspace, and let's fly it over their really sensitive military sites and see if they say a word. No. That's the intelligence they're gathering.
That's all we do, though, is we said a word. And, you know, they're talking about how this is going to make a very uncomfortable meeting when, I guess, Blinken meets with them.
Oh, very uncomfortable. We might send them a sternly worded letter. Mm. Why not blow it out of the sky? Sincerely, why not blow it out of the sky? I'm just saying. If it's a balloon, I'm not so worried about shrapnel coming down. Are you? I mean,
looking at it, though, I mean, the pictures that seemingly are of this balloon, it doesn't look like a balloon, like how you'd think of a balloon. It looks like there's a decent amount of equipment on it. I don't. How would you describe this picture? I mean, it looks like almost like a. It looks almost like a satellite.
Almost like Sputnik. So it looks kind of like a satellite. I wonder what equipment might be on it. And honestly, there is nothing that a balloon can gather that I am aware of. And I talked to, you know, some expert about this. There's nothing that I'm aware of that they need a balloon for that they can't gather just via satellite. They can watch us on satellite. We got that technology. So why launch a balloon? The only answer I and others can come up with that I've talked to is they're just testing whether or not they can invade our airspace and we do anything. Now, why would they want to know that? It's just not good. It's not good. Just saying. I just leave it at that. Just
your summary good. Of the spy balloon. Do we get a headline out of that? Is that a clickbaity headline that we can get?
China flying mysterious balloons with equipment on it over sensitive U.S. air, U.S. sites. Suboptimal.
Yeah.
Suboptimal. I'm just saying.
Suboptimal.
Suboptimal. Yeah. Yeah.
Emphasis on the sub.
Yeah. Yeah, which they can launch a lot of things. Anyway, there is a new poll out, and it's a record-setting poll, and I think this is exciting. Only about a third, 36% of Americans, say they are satisfied now with a set of policy issues spanning all aspects of government. Among the lowest rated issues was the state of the economy, which our president said is fixed, right? I mean, it's booming.
Strong as hell, Glenn.
Strong as hell. No joke, people. I'm not joking. I'm telling you the truth. I'm shooting straight. It's strong as hell. A quarter of Americans say, yeah, I'm satisfied with it. It had the largest year-over-year decline, dropping 8 percentage points. Satisfaction with gun laws also dropped sharply this year to a record low of 34%. Now, this one I'd like you to look into, Stu. I'd like to know, is that like, yeah, our gun laws aren't strong enough. You know, we got to be more like California, which, well, don't think about the stats on that one too much because we already have the toughest gun laws in California. But that's because of other states that we're having all these problems. Uh-huh. So the satisfaction of gun laws dropped sharply to a record low. Policies on abortion, efforts to control crime, quality of public education, and efforts to combat poverty and homelessness also remained at near all-time low points. So we're not in a good mood. Now, they say there are things we can build on. Sure, there's a rise of polarization and a decline in national harmony. You know, we've always had a baseline where, you know, people were generally content with America. And now people are not. I wonder what could have changed that. So the perception of overall quality of life in the U.S. has dropped to a record low this year, as did perceptions of wealth inequality. Less than a quarter of adults now say that they are satisfied the way income and wealth is distributed in the U.S. Less than a quarter of adults. So does that mean only a quarter of us believe in the free market?
Is it that high?
Is it that high?
I mean, think about it. Like, you are constantly beaten over the head with how much this country sucks, how terrible it's been, how everything it does is wrong, how every police officer is out to kill minorities, how, you know, I mean, it's on and on and on and on, how every rich person's trying to kill poor people for profit, every company's out to get you. You think about how that has to wash over a population over multiple decades, and what other ending can you come to? I mean, only if people are hardcore in their principles.
They absolutely know that. And then, you know, just when you think things are, you know, horrible, the groundhog dies on Groundhog Day. It's suboptimal. I'm going to leave it at that. All right, our sponsor this half hour is Relief Factor. Isn't it time you start doing things you love again? You know, painting is so weird. I'm always uncomfortable saying I'm an artist, but I'm an artist and been painting. And the last month, oh my gosh, my painting is horrible. It's like I lost all of my skill. I don't know if this is normal. I don't know, but it's like I lost every skill I had and I've gone back to like stick figures. And then I've been painting the last couple of days because we've been iced into our houses. I've been painting and all of a sudden it's like back and I'm like, what the hell is happening? Anyway, that's off topic. I don't really know. Oh, because I was going to talk to you about pain. I was not able to pick up a paintbrush. My hands would cramp so badly that I wasn't able to paint for a long time. And it's a passion of mine. I love writing letters. I love writing in notebooks, you know, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't hold a pen. I got my life back with Relief Factor. Please, I didn't think it would work for me, but it does. So just try the 3-week quick start. It's $19.95. It's a trial pack. Hundreds of thousands of people have ordered Relief Factor and about 70% of them go on to order more. Let me just play the role of my wife because I was like, it's not going to work for me. And she was like,
fine, then I'm not going to listen to you whine about your pain if you won't try absolutely everything.
So you're going to hear that voice. If you decide, I want to blow through this, it won't work for me.
Fine, you go ahead, but I'm not going to listen to you.
Just remember that. Call them. 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or relieffactor.com. 10 seconds, station ID. So the World Economic Forum held their annual meeting a couple of weeks ago. They said something that caught my attention. Maybe it should catch yours as well. The public-private partners at the World Economic Forum believe a catastrophic cyber attack is really probable and likely in the next 24 months. Strangely specific. But all the cyber war games that are happening with the Bank of England and the IMF and NATO, all recently, everybody's conducting one, simulating a global attack on the financial system. Last time I remember global governments and elites being so worried about something was 2019. They were worried about a pandemic, and oh my gosh, what a coincidence. It never happens. It will not be like this again, I'll tell you that right now. But they nailed that one and had everything ready to go. So now they're planning, what do we do in case of a giant cyber attack specifically in the next 24 months? Okay, well, here's what I'd like to tell you. Prepare. Yesterday we had somebody on that talked about this, and my wife, I got home, and for the first time in a long time, my wife was like, okay, we need to take preparation seriously. Tonight at 5 p.m., we are going to show you on our Wednesday night special, but it's airing tonight because I haven't been able to get in the studio until today. So today, the COVID blueprint, the next crisis globalists are going to use to control you. That's Friday. That's today at 5 p.m. only on blazetv.com/Glenn. Please, we ask you to join us and be a member. I know your money, you work hard for it, and money is tight, but I think this is worth a cup of coffee, or a couple cups of coffee, coffee and a half at Starbucks every month. We give you great information. Join us at blazetv.com/Glenn. It is your membership that helps us keep the lights on and keep researchers employed, et cetera, et cetera. If you can't afford it, I understand. Just go to youtube.com/Glenn Beck. It'll be posted, I think, 5:30 or 6 o'clock after the live broadcast at 5. youtube.com/Glenn Beck. Don't miss that. Mr. Bill O'Reilly is coming up in just a second. He is going to get his take on the Chinese balloon. But also, I really want to talk to him about New York and Kathy Hochul's new budget. It is an absolute nightmare, a nightmare. The taxes that are going up in New York, just more people going to be moving out. And by the way, she wants to get rid of natural gas and natural gas stoves. But don't worry about that. That's
the Glenn Beck program.
There's nothing to see there.
All right, so what's your gift for the special lady this Valentine's Day? How about the best in skincare from GenuCell? GenuCell Skincare, their most popular package right now is 70% off, and it includes the next breakthrough in skincare technology, GenuCell's probiotic moisturizer, absolutely free. These ingredients, which are actually found in yogurt, can have the same nourishing benefits and goodness for your skin as they do for your body. Probiotic extracts target bad bacteria on the surface of your skin to restore balance to your skin's microbiome for a noticeably clearer complexion and visibly younger appearance. You can see the fine lines, wrinkles, dark spots, sagging jawlines, and even bags and puffiness disappear right before your eyes.
How about
thanks to GenuCell?
How about bad allergies and a nose that sounds like a Charlie Brown teacher.
GenuCell.com/Beck. GenuCell.com/Beck. You can get, from now till Valentine's Day, a beauty box with two luxury gifts free with your order. You've only got 2 weeks. Go to GenuCell.com/Beck. It's GenuCell.com/Beck. GenuCell.com/Beck.
All right. Make sure you're watching tonight, 5 o'clock, a Don't Miss Glenn Beck special tonight, 5 o'clock. This is the Glenn Beck Program. Welcome. Mr. Bill O'Reilly is joining us today at an earlier time. We appreciate his flexibility. A lot happening on today's show, and I really felt it was important to get Bill's take on a couple of things. First of all, your take on what's happened politically with Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump. They have started to kind of fight against each other. Is this the way it's going to be? And do you think that works out well for either DeSantis or Trump?
Well, first of all, Beck, you put me on early because you just want to get it out of the way.
Here he is.
Let's just get him out of the way, and then we'll do the rest of the show. You know, we know. Mm-hmm. It's becoming fairly clear now that DeSantis is going to launch probably in April or May a formal campaign.
Right.
Trump knows that. Trump's campaign style is attack, attack, attack. DeSantis has to reply, but I don't think he's going to reply on the same level.
No, I agree.
He'll just counterpunch and hope that the attacks are so over the top that it drives Republican voters to him. So, yes, it's going to be a little bit nasty depending on, you know, and Donald Trump's mood that day.
Right.
I mean, there's no filter there.
I know. Donald Trump has problems with the COVID narrative. But I will tell you that he's the only one that has any credibility of really almost any president, maybe except for Ronald Reagan in a way, that has credibility on stopping wars. I mean, it's clear he does not want America tangled into a war. He doesn't want any of these things. Do you think if he won again, he could actually change the course of what's happening now?
You know, it's impossible to answer that question, but I can give you an educated analysis because I had Mike Pompeo on the No Spin News, which I know you watch every day.
Right after
the Blaze, and then Beck turns over to the No Spin News. I said to Pompeo, look, you were Secretary of State, and did Putin saber rattle? I mean, saber rattling means threatening to do military action. That's what it means.
Right.
He goes, no. I said, well, do you believe that if Trump had been reelected, that Putin would have invaded Ukraine? And he goes, no.
No way.
And I go, well, how do you back that up? And he said, because he didn't do anything like that when we were in there, and he was fairly reasonable in our discussions. And then, interestingly enough, he pivoted to Xi in China and said, where Xi was not reasonable. All right? Mm. He was not. So, to answer
but
your
Trump,
question about...
I tell you, Trump knows how to play these guys.
Well, they're afraid of him.
Yeah, they're afraid of him. He knows how to portray power to these crazy dictators.
Well, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. They were afraid of him, particularly Iran.
Was
very, very afraid because Trump basically, and I know this to be true, told the mullahs through Pompeo, you go out and continue. You haven't heard anything about this civil war with the Houthis. Remember the Houthis in Yemen?
Yep, yep.
Remember that?
Yep, yep.
Okay. Well, he basically said to mullahs, look, you continue this, destabling the Gulf region, and we're going to bomb all your ports and take out all your ships and all your planes. That's what we're going to do. You're going to have nothing. And then he told the Taliban, you kill one more American.
Yep.
All right? One more.
Yep.
And we're going to come in and just carpet bomb where you are. And they believed him.
So he told me that he talked to President Xi and said, you know, you do something like that and missiles will fly to Beijing. And
that's different, though, because Xi didn't believe that. Nobody would believe it. Trump wouldn't have done that. But what Trump did do to Xi was make his life very difficult economically.
Yeah.
And that was the cudgel there.
Okay, let me switch to what you think the biggest story of the week is.
Oh, Beck, thank you. Thank you very much. I've been preparing this
all week. Yeah.
This is, what is this Hunter Biden lawsuit threat?
Thank you.
This is insane. But I'm not looking at it from an ideology. I mean, the conservatives on television, they're actually taking it seriously. Okay, I don't take this seriously. This is the, right. I know this Abby Lowell, but here's the main point on this. Hunter's gone rogue because the White House could never have sanctioned this, ever in a million years. Could they have said, yeah, go ahead, threaten everybody in the world with lawsuits? Okay, the White House would never have done that because this brings terrible attention back to Joe Biden. All right. So Lowell is the new lawyer. And number one, your listeners astute, or they wouldn't be listening to you, Beck. They'd be somewhere else, but they're astute. You got to know that if a guy like Abby Lowell, who's shrewd and he's been around forever, does this, that means that action against Hunter Biden is coming.
Yes.
Soon.
So okay? What is happening, Bill, with the FBI going in again this week and searching? I mean, I'm concerned. I can't believe I'm saying this in defense of, well, no, I'm saying it in defense of the presidency. You do not want a Justice Department that can just go in to a presidential house. It was bad enough when it was a former president. Now it is the sitting president.
Yeah, they gave him permission, though, Beck. So this is a show. This isn't anything legal. If it were illegal, they would have searched the Rehoboth Beach house 2 months ago.
Right.
Okay? So you don't let somebody, if you're looking for documents, you don't give somebody 2 months to clear them out.
Right.
Okay? I mean, it's the same. So all this is a show for the consumer. Oh, no, yeah, now we're going to go over and we're going to look at the Rehoboth. Well, wait a minute. Hold it. That should have been done in November.
Right.
And then they go, and we're going to go to Pence's house, too. And, you know, those of us who really understand the big picture know what all this is. It's cosmetics for the folks. It's just, yeah, well, we did our due diligence. Yeah, yeah. But let's get back to the Hunter Biden thing, but just 1 second. So you assume now that there's going to be an indictment against Hunter Biden. That's what I think this is Abby Lowell thing is all about. It's going to be a tax beef. Okay, that he didn't pay his taxes and it only paid them after all of this came out. And that's a federal crime, and Hunter's going to have to plea it. And he will. He won't go to trial. He'll plea it out. But in the meantime, to mask that, all right, to mask that big story, because it will be big, Lowell goes on the offense and says, oh, this is just a fishing expedition. They had to come up with something. And the bigger picture is that my client, Hunter Biden's rights have been violated, blah, 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 blah. But it's less than 2 years, we're going to have a new president, and less than a year, we're going to have a presidential primary in New Hampshire. So Biden doesn't want to continually have to be defending or even hearing about his son Hunter. Mm. And this extends the story 2-3 months now. So to me, I'm sitting here going, Biden and Susan Rice, who's running the country, by the way, now that Klain is gone, she's running the country. I'm sure they had no idea this was coming down. And that's an interesting family dynamic, Beck.
Mm. Okay, let me ask you one more question on this one is on Kathy Hochul. What is her deal? She just introduced a $227 billion budget. It includes higher payroll taxes plus a cap and trade program on CO2. So it's going to cost a lot more money. And then on top of that, let me see here. She also wants to cap electric bills at 6% of income for households that replace gas appliances. So the war on gas stoves is real. However, 45% of New York's energy comes from gas. What the hell is she doing?
Well, you're going to have new neighbors with New York accents pretty soon down there in Texas, Beck.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
I know.
You know, look. Kathy Hochul is a machine politician going all the way back to Tammany Hall. New York has always been a state that's been dominated from Chester Arthur, who I know you know very well, Chester Arthur.
Yeah, I love him.
On and on and on. By the Democratic Party, and now the Democratic Party is more radical left than ever before. And Governor Hochul is not an intellectual genius. She doesn't understand unintended consequences of her action. You can put things in front of her and say, look, you raise taxes again, you're going to lose another 2 million people to Florida and Texas and Tennessee and the Carolinas. And she goes, well, we don't really need them anyway. Okay. So it's a disaster here because it's like Illinois and California is what it is. The progressives have hijacked the state, and they're ruining it, and the people who can move are moving.
It's amazing. Bill O'Reilly, thank you so much. Bill O'Reilly, you can find him every day in his no-spin news at BillO'Reilly.com. And he's also the author of many killing books. Killing the Killers is the latest one that is out. All of his books, I think, are must-reads. There are 17 million books in the Killing series in print now. Bill O'Reilly, thank you so much. We will talk to you again next week.
All right, Beck, thanks.
You got it. Bye-bye. All right. Man, there's so much news going on that we're just not even going to get a chance to get to. Let me tell you about our sponsor this half hour. It's realestateagentsitrust.com. There is a monster that lives under your bed. I mean, as adults, we don't ever really check. So they're probably in our kids' bedroom. The axe murderer who hangs out in your basement when the lights are off. Yes, yes. And then there is also buying and selling homes. I don't know which one I want to face. Well, it's easy to be scared of the housing market, but it makes things a lot better when you are dealing with realestateagentsitrust.com. If you're considering buying or selling real estate, please consider just notifying realestateagentsitrust.com. Get a great real estate agent, the one we have vetted and found in your area, somebody that is a listener and a fan of the program. So they think like you, they understand you, they listen, they have the best practices at work for you when they go in and buy and sell a house. So please don't just get anybody. Get the people that we've vetted and really feel are the absolute best, and then do your own homework and interview them. Realestateagentsitrust.com. That's realestateagentsitrust.com.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Welcome to Friday. Stu, are you there? Welcome. In the background, I've been getting emails on what the heck is playing behind me. I'll have to turn it off. As I was doing show prep early this morning, I was listening to Kunk on Earth. Has anybody seen that?
On and off.
Yeah, there you are, Stu. Are you there? Okay. He can't hear me now. So Kunk on Earth is this really, really exceptionally funny and irreverent mockumentary starring Diane Morgan. She plays Philomena Kunk. It's one of the funniest series I've seen. I mean, at times, belly laugh out loud. I don't know how she has the courage to do a lot of the stuff she does, but she's doing a history. She's done, Kunk on the United Kingdom, Kunk on other humans. She's done several of these, and she speaks to experts, and these experts have no idea she is, you know, it's not a real documentary. And you watch these guys and she's just dumb as a box of rocks. It is honestly, it's like talking to, well, it's like talking to a, you know, a, a, high school student in the most progressive city in America. She knows nothing about what is going on. And it's just hysterical if you haven't seen it. I think it's on Netflix, but BBC has all of them. But Netflix has kunk on Earth. All right. Coming up in just a second, we're going to be talking to a good friend of mine who I just think is remarkable. His name is Arthur Brooks. He is, and don't hold this against him, he's a Harvard Kennedy School professor, Harvard Business School professor. He actually is a columnist for the Atlantic. All things that would make me say, I hate this guy. But he is a free market guy, and he has lived around the world and traveled the world, and he sees what works and what doesn't. I mean, he spent a lot of time just studying India and how capitalism has really helped. But he's also fascinated by happiness and what causes happiness. And so I called him a couple of weeks ago, and I said, Arthur, I think Americans are struggling with depression and suicidal thoughts unlike any other time. And the world is going into meaninglessness. Can you help bring some light to this and shed some light on what the problem is and what maybe some of the solutions are that we can actually apply in our life? So he's on here in just a few minutes, and then in an hour from now, Whitney Webb is going to be here. She has written the book One Nation Under Blackmail. She's a journalist, and I mean, I think one of the best in the country, or in the world, actually, as a investigative journalist. I don't think she likes me all that much, but her information is really, really well put together and solid. And she's going to be on in about 60 minutes.
The Glenn Beck Program.
If you're just joining us, thank you for listening. We had a massive power hit at our studio complex the third time in the last couple of months. I don't know what's going on, but we'll get some answers. Welcome Leap is a new program from Welcome, and they have ties to DARPA. And now, I believe with Welcome Leap, the ties are even stronger with DARPA. Tell me what's going on.
So Welcome Leap was created in 2020, but it didn't really become active until more or less the latter part of 2021. And essentially, they described the vision as a global health DARPA equivalent. So for people that don't know, DARPA is the advanced research or investigative arm of the Pentagon, and they have historically been very involved in financing research related to transhumanist technologies. As a former DARPA director describes it, fixing the technological mismatch between humans and machines. And of course, transhumanism was all about merging man and machine. So that very director, whose name is Regina Dugan, is the person that was appointed to be the head of the Welcome Leap by the then director and still current director of the Welcome Trust, Jeremy Farrar. And Regina Dugan, after she was left the her role as the director of DARPA during the Obama administration, worked for Google and then later Facebook in creating DARPA equivalents for those companies, where, among other things, she created what she called a digital pill that turns you into your own authentication token, turns your body essentially into a digital ID, smart clothing, using a wearable on your body that can read your brain signals so that you don't even have to physically type. The device reads your brain signal and knows what you're going to type before you even move your hands and things of that nature. So now she's been headhunted essentially to run this global health DARPA. And this is actually a model that was recently created and enacted by the Biden administration in an agency called ARPA-H, where the head of the CIA's DARPA equivalent, IARPA, or I don't know if she was the head, but she was she had worked there, is now in charge of that particular agency, which is supposed to be a health DARPA. So this is a model that isn't exclusive to Welcome Leap. But the people that are there, including Ken Gabriel, who was the deputy director of DARPA under Regina Dugan, is again with her at Welcome Leap to research a variety of programs. I think they're up to 7 now. Some of them focus on infants as young as 3 months of age. Some of them relate to fetuses in utero, and some of them, are essentially transhumanist in nature, trying to grow with the intention of implanting into people human-machine hybrid organs.
Good heavens. Good heavens.
I mean, all sorts of stuff are being developed here. Mm-hmm.
So, Whitney, hold on just a second. I got to take a one-minute break and then come back. I mean, we have to focus. The woman who is running this, when she was at DARPA, she was investigated and found that she was actually profiting illegally on her own tech firm. She's a woman that doesn't seem to have an awful lot of scruples, and she is running this DARPA, if you will, with Welcome Leap. And we're going to get into what are they trying to do with babies again and the brain scans and everything else. AI is coming faster than you can possibly imagine, and you need to pay attention. We'll give more on that in just a second. There's a reason why it's important your children learn about personal responsibility. It's not just because you want them to be well-behaved. It's because you want them to be successful adults someday. And they are the next generation. And this next generation is going to be the one that saves us, honestly, from ourselves if they have, you know, the correct principles. This is what I love about Whitney. She is young. She is eager, and she is wicked smart. We need more people like this that are out there fighting every day, fighting for the truth. All right, Tuttle Twins has a new book called 12 Rules Boot Camp. It was modeled after Jordan Peterson's book, The 12 Rules for Life, but it's for kids of all ages, and it will begin to help teach, you know, the valuable lessons that we are putting in the dustbin right now. Tuttle Twins, today is the last day. You can get this book for free. You just pay for shipping. TuttleTwinsBeck.com. Get this book now for your family, for your kids or your grandkids or, you know, people you know down the street. Tuttle Twins and the 12 Rules Boot Camp. Get it now for free at TuttleTwinsBeck.com. Today is the last day. TuttleTwinsBeck.com. 10 seconds, station ID. So there is there's talk now from, you know, the stock market that by 2030, Amazon will have more AI than it will have human workers. It's not just jobs, though. What is happening with AI is a really insidious way to control you, control everything, and know exactly what you're thinking, what you're dreaming about. We're talking to Whitney Webb about the Welcome Leap. So can you give us an idea of... for instance, let's look at what they're doing with babies and brainwaves. What are they looking for?
Sure. So this particular program, the way they describe it, is about essentially leveling the playing field for cognition, but in infants. So the program specifically targets infants beginning at 3 months of age and goes about to 3 years of age. But when you actually look at the different goals within this program, it becomes very clear there's a lot more going on here than how they publicly pitch the aim of this particular program. So essentially, there's a couple different stages to this program. But how it starts is, you know, these children who are essentially being used as test subjects by Welcome Leap in this venture would have wearables on their bodies that monitor their brain state, that track how their eyes move, eye tracking technology.
So bad.
They'd be constantly surveilled in the environment they live in. And the way it's described, it's constant. So this means this child would be constantly surveilled, not going outside, staying in this particular environment, having these things on their body that count how many steps they take, how many turns they take, and see how that affects their brain development. The goal for this, as stated in the program, is to develop what they call an in silico model of the developing human brain, you know, for infants 3 months to 3 years of age. And this is essentially an artificial model, an artificial brain that would mimic a growing human brain during that particular period of time. But then once they have that model, what they hope to do is to subject children to screening to see if their brain, through certain cognitive markers they identify, fits the model basis.
I want to get back into this with Whitney in just a couple of minutes.
Program.
Because just the eye tracking on children and infants alone should be terrifying to everyone. Let me tell you about our sponsor this half hour. It is Rough Greens. Rough Greens is something great for your dog. It's vitamins, minerals, has absolutely everything your dog needs for a healthy and happy life. Get your first bag for free right now at roughgreens.com/Beck. It's roughgreens.com/Beck. Don't forget, tonight, 5 o'clock, our special on the WEF and what's next. Welcome back to the program. If you're just joining us, thank you for listening. We had a massive power hit at our studio complex the third time in the last couple of months. I don't know what's going on, but we'll get some answers. We have been talking to Whitney Webb. She is, I think, one of the best journalists on planet Earth today. And you really need, you might not agree with everything she says. I mean, I don't think she agrees with very much of what I say. But you have to listen to her. She knows her stuff and what is coming and the connections to some of the most nefarious people, I think, on planet Earth today. So we've been talking to her about this Welcome Leap. Welcome is a company in or a trust, kind of like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, but they have their roots in eugenics, like Bill Gates has his roots in Planned Parenthood. He still kinds of thing. He thinks much of the same kind of stuff. And we were talking about testing that they're going to be doing complete surveillance on children, babies from 3 months old to 3 years old, and tracking their eye movements. Eye movement tracking is the most dangerous thing you could ever give to somebody because they will know exactly how you think just from your eye movements. And you don't ever want to hand that to somebody. They're also doing total surveillance to treat depression, which I want to get into with Whitney. But you have to understand, a lot of these big, huge, global movements are all about controlling the population, not about helping, not about making you healthier as a human, but making you a better worker. And I don't think that's overstating the case. Whitney, would you agree?
Yeah, I don't think that's overstating it at all. So I'm assuming you'd like to go back to the ultimate ambition of this particular
yes,
program with the, focused on toddlers.
Yes, mm-hmm. And the Wait, ultimate, so, and then we want to talk about the depression treatments.
Right. So as I was saying earlier, so they want to subject these children to very invasive surveillance that's surveilling not just what they're doing externally, but also what's going on internally, and to use that to develop an in silico model of a developing child's brain. Then what they hope to do is the type of surveillance that was previously discussed, subject that to 80% of children by 2030 with the goal of developing interventions They say if any of these children being surveilled in this way are not, their brain is not in line with the model they developed, they will then intervene and make the child's brain fit the model they develop as the ideal child's brain. It's essentially an effort to homogenize human cognition, starting with babies and children, and at the same time, essentially getting them accustomed to living a life of complete invasive surveillance, which is, you know, you're familiar with discussions at WEF annual meetings, or people like Yuval Noah Harari. That is the plan for everyone.
Yes.
But through Welcomely, if you have, you know, DARPA directors tied to the biggest big tech companies in the U.S. and the Wellcome Trust, essentially looking to have this foisted upon our children. And this is important because the person behind Welcomely, Jeremy Farrar, is due to become chief scientist of the World Health Organization in a matter of weeks. At the same time, the World Health Organization is seeking to expand its power through amending the International Health Regulations, which is a binding treaty among the World Health Organization and member states. So, for example, here's an example of how they could get to this 80% by 2030. Let's say that the World Health Organization, if they obtain these new powers, they can declare a public health emergency of international concern. We've seen over the past few weeks how the Biden administration is considering declaring the lack of abortions going on in the U.S. right now a public health emergency. What if the OMS, or sorry, the World Health Organization declares autism an emergency like that? Then Jeremy Farrar, who came up with this program, decides that, oh, well, this is the only way to decide if the child would be autistic or not, and we can intervene in their brain at an early stage and prevent any kid from ever being autistic again. Does that sound like something these people would do?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, what's terrifying is people, this sounds like sci-fi to most people. They have no, I'll talk to friends about it and they'll be like, yeah. No. When I said these things were coming 20 years ago, it was because I was reading people like, you know, Ray Kurzweil, who was talking about these things, but it was 2030. So it was, you know, 30 years away. It's happening.
Right.
It is happening. And in the next couple of years, all of this stuff will be set into stone if people don't wake up. Let me talk about the total surveillance to treat depression. This is just launched, you said, this week, according to this article. And it's not really fighting depression. It's not to make people happier. Can you explain?
Yeah, so actually the article you're referring to that I actually wrote 2 years ago, so this program is already 2 years down the line.
Oh,
and it's
gosh.
The same case with the toddler program, yes. It's very, very unfortunate. So this particular program is aimed at treating depression, and the way they define depression isn't the lack of the inability to experience pleasure. Instead, they define it as a lack of interest in achieving rewards, like work-related rewards, like point accumulation, and, you know, sort of like the same dopamine rush people get from Facebook and social media, things like that. So it's allowing that to happen, but has no interest in restoring the ability of someone who's depressed to experience pleasure, which, if you've ever had depression or know someone who has, is arguably the most important part of the whole equation. And one of the ways they want to go about doing this is developing a similar grouping of devices, sort of like what was piloted or pitched in this child-focused program, but for adults, including technology that could be used, according to them, be used to interrogate the current state of someone's brain, their thoughts and things like that as a mean of depression, and then various, extreme, they were use the term interventions, but these are all things that are meant to permanently alter your neurological makeup, essentially.
This is
ultimately under the guise of treating depression, but they want this type of technology to be actively used in the workplace. And if you're familiar with what happened at the World Economic Forum annual meeting just a month ago, there was a lady who spoke, who talked about oh, there's these earbuds, you know, headphones are going to be on the market soon, and they'll be able to tell your boss whether you're paying attention or not, what you're paying attention to. All of this technology is already here. And she made a case to try and not get this technology banned because it had so many positive uses. But her main pitch for it was this can not just improve productivity at the office,
yep.
It can help fight crime. So, again, there's been a longstanding effort to create a predictive policing or pre-crime situation, including in the United States. And the antecedents for this were already established by Trump's Attorney General, William Barr, who established a program called DEEP that was all about creating a means of essentially arresting people before they allegedly are going to conduct a violent crime based on their social media posts, among
so
other things.
Bad.
Some arrests have been made in this program. And this effort at the same time was being pitched by Jared Kushner to the Trump administration, among other people who wanted to create a health DARPA, HARPA, they were calling it. And then, as I mentioned earlier in the program, this was actually created by the Biden administration, the same exact entity, but they called it ARPA-H instead. They just moved the H to the end. But the first program is being pitched, you know, in this period of time, they called it Safe Homes. And the idea was to data mine what you are posting on social media and then run it through an AI algorithm that will identify if anything you have posted presents neuropsychiatric warning signs of violence.
Oh, my gosh.
And if those are identified, then you have to go, you will be ordered by a court to go to a mental health official, or you can be interned somewhere. You know, this was how the program was essentially set up. And thankfully, under the Trump administration, it was not put into force, but the Biden administration has created it. But they described it as an institution that was being created to fight cancer. But it's the same exact program and the same exact architects of what was being pitched and was rejected by the Trump administration. So this agenda is not exclusive to Welcome Leap, and the Biden administration is going very far in implementing that. And I would say that the recently removed chief science advisor, Eric Lander, to Biden, was a very enthusiastic supporter of these types of policies. He was actually allegedly, at least according to Jeffrey Epstein, heavily financed by him and has a lot of own rather odd ties to people who have espoused eugenics-related ideology over the years. So this particular program being developed by Welcome Leap is also the same means essentially are being pursued elsewhere as well. So I felt like that was important.
So, Whitney, first of all, I want to thank you for coming on the program. I know you get a lot of heat from people who follow you for being on my program. I'm sure we disagree on a lot of things. But the only thing is required for me to, you know, bring people into my bubble is, do you agree with the Bill of Rights? Do you believe that those are basic human rights that should never be violated or taken away from people? As long as you say that and you believe that, you know, we're going to disagree here and there, and we're all at a different place in our own education on what's going on. This is all this stuff that is going on is new to so many people. How do we cross these barriers and get people to understand, you know, this is not a conspiracy theory. These are conspiracy facts, and people have got to wake up because the system is pitting all of us against each other. And, you know, I'm a different man than I was 20 years ago, just because I learn and I don't believe the same things I did 20 years ago. How do we get everybody involved in this?
Well, it's hard to say exactly what, you know, a short-term solution would be, but I would urge people to definitely educate your communities and yourself about this current power grab that's in the works at the World Health Organization, because one of the things you mentioned, the Bill of Rights. So originally the International Health Regulation started off by saying that everything the World Health Organization recommends to its member states, particularly in declared pandemics, among other things, is done with the full respect for dignity and human freedom and human rights. And
right.
If this amendment is passed, they take that whole section out. No more dignity, no more human freedom, no more human rights. None of it has to be respected at all. And they certainly, a lot of these people, including Jeremy Farrar, who was an architect of most of U.S. and U.K. COVID policy, has made it very clear he doesn't respect those things at all. But instead, the amendment is all about equity and coherence of communication. That's the only thing they have to care about if these are put through. And what does that ultimately mean? We're all equally enslaved by the system. And so I would encourage people to look at that and raise awareness about that, because if we can stop that, then we can hopefully at least lessen further power grab attempts down the line under the guise of biosecurity in the future. Because historically, you know, pandemics have been a once in a century event, and now we have people talking about like it's going to be happening again in just a couple more years' time. How convenient for the people that benefited this last time around.
Whitney, I truly believe you are one of the most important voices in the world to be heard. I hope it doesn't it isn't so long in between our conversations, because I'd like you to try to figure out ways to make this more bite size for people of my audience, at least, because I really think you're doing amazing work, and I appreciate it. Thank you so much. You bet. Whitney Webb. And I'm going to tweet out some of her articles. We'll do that here coming up in just a little while. So follow my Twitter. All right. Let me tell you about Goldline. Are you watching the Netflix show The Last of Us? I think it's called. I just saw the first episode. Tanya and I watched it last night. And the first episode, when they're leaving the cities, I said to Tanya, "It's coming. It's not zombie stuff, but it's absolutely coming. And you have to prepare for the absolute unthinkable. And when that comes to your money, there's going to come a time when you're going to need to trade on something. I mean, the World Economic Forum says it's going to be a banking crisis that's going to happen in the next 24 months. And that'll mean all your money will be cut off. All your money will be cut off. So what do you do for food? Do you have anything to trade? Do you have any silver, gold? When there's a banking crisis, I guarantee you the entire system will be reset and your dollar will be worth a lot less. Please, please call and do your own homework on gold and silver from Goldline. Goldline's offering a huge special on their newest quarter ounce 99.9% pure gold Mayflower round this week. With every tube of 25 acquired, you'll receive a 5-pack of Goldline's exclusive 2-ounce silver maple flex bars at no additional cost. That's a $400 value in free metals just for being a listener of the program. Call them now and get the information. 866-GOLDLINE, 866-GOLDLINE, or goldline.com.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Welcome to the Glenn Beck Program. It is... It's a fascinating time we live in. Please, please, don't listen to the urges to dismiss these things or to stop worrying about them. It's going to take us. It's going to take us to stop it and save the Republic. Tonight, if you're watching Blaze TV at 5 o'clock, I have my Wednesday night special, which I'm going to go in here in a little while for the 5 o'clock special. It is, if you're a James Bond fan, you're going to love it. I compare Spectre from James Bond to the WEF. I think it's the same organization. But we'll talk about their next catastrophe that they're trying to prepare us for, which is a massive digital outage. All tonight, Blaze TV and Glenn Beck YouTube.
The Glenn Beck Program.